Potato Pod with Todd. We ready?
Yeah, we're ready, buddy.
All right, everybody. I am doing a show in Las Vegas on October 25th at the Downtown Grand at their Freedom Beat venue. Please come out to that. It is a free show. They do have a $25 minimum buy, but that covers food and drinks and all that sort of stuff. But if you're going to be in Las Vegas or if you live in Las Vegas, please come out October 25th. I'm trying to make this a regular show, so we'll see what happens there. And then next month, I'm going to be in Boston at Nick's Comedy Club. Nick's Comedy Spot, actually. Please come out for that. That is November 23rd and 24th, Friday and Saturday. So get your tickets right now. Perfect.
That was beautiful.
That was better than last week. Yeah.
Come on. You had armless guy on here.
What's up, Heather Shaw?
Hi.
Welcome.
How you doing?
How cool is it that we finally just met? This is the first time we met.
And we're clicking.
Click.
We're clicking like blicking. We are really clicking. I love it. It's so nice.
Absolutely.
It's nice to meet somebody that I first was introduced to on TikTok that isn't like cringy, corny, bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of that on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of people that are funny on TikTok, and then you meet them and you're like, oh, brother, this guy's
Justin
stinks.
Danger Nimley. I'm just going to start naming names.
Yeah, no. Most of the stand-up comics I meet from TikTok are very cool. It's other people where I'm like, oh, you just be in your house in front of a phone and you'll be okay.
I think you and I are kind of similar. We were both doing stand-up before we got big on TikTok.
Right.
Which is cool. Although, do you get that a lot? Where a lot, do you, when you meet comics that don't necessarily know you, and they're like, "Oh, you're a TikTok."
Yes.
Like they think that's.
Yeah, I think other comics know for the most part. I think clubs.
Clubs.
I walk in, and I love it because I walk into a club and they go like, "All right, how you doing?" They think I'm an internet comic, and then after my set, they like treat me nice.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like, "Oh my god, hot!" You know. So I love doing that.
Oh, you know how to write a joke?
Yeah. They're like, "Oh, you do stand up. You actually do stand up." Because I'm sure the horror shows they see come through. I get it.
I'm not gonna say this person's name, but I did a show I hosted for somebody who's a big internet person. And they sold out the club. It was Wednesday night. Yep. Sold out a big club. Yep. Definitely had their fans. I went out, did my set, brought them out. It was so exciting. When I brought them out, the place erupted. They were so excited. And then, I swear, 15 minutes in, people were leaving.
Really?
Yeah, it was so bad.
'Cause what's going on up there? What are they doing? It's a huge jump to not do an hour on stage. And then to do an hour on stage is crazy.
Well, they were doing characters. Like an individual
character.
You
gotta tell me this is after.
I will. Okay. But so they'd leave stage and then come back in a different character. And at no point did their characters have jokes. Like, it's like they remembered their costumes, they forgot their jokes.
Oh.
It was pretty brutal.
I've heard they tap out around 15, 20 minutes of anything. They'll just start playing videos. Remember this?
Yeah.
Remember this TikTok?
Yeah.
3 million likes. You know.
Hey, watch.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
That's a huge jump. I can't imagine having the delusional brain to be like, I can do an hour on stage.
No, I know. And the thing is, I always wonder if it's their idea. Because they're just like, okay, how do I monetize what I'm doing online? Mm-hmm. But then I know from personal experience that you start getting contacted by people, and you've got it to a guarantee, that people that have no real business in the business or don't have any connections at all.
Yeah.
And they're like, I had a guy contact me once and he was like, we need to put you, he's like, I see you more of like a movie TV guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I know someone who worked on a Kevin Smith movie once. And I'm thinking we can get you guys
to- Dude, I've gotten that so many times. When I was growing up, Jim Carrey's mother said hi to me in the grocery store. I gotta get to him to tell him about you. And it's like, ma'am, get real.
Yeah.
It's like, get fucking real.
Yeah.
You get a bunch of that, yeah.
I mean, you could do Sonic the Hedgehog 6 or something, maybe, but...
God, I don't even know any Sonic references to... I know somebody's age online and they're like, you look like the Sonic guy. I'm like, all right, I'm a pedophile. If I reply to you, I'm a pedophile.
Yeah, no, I love Jim Carrey though, legend.
But. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like old school Jim Carrey. I'm old.
The mask.
Yeah.
I do not know anything about Sonic. I don't want to know anything about Sonic.
Okay, real quick, favorite Jim Carrey movie. Let's just get it out there.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Really?
But if boring. If we're gonna go comedy though, I'd go probably Dumb and Dumber's classic.
See, it is a classic. What about you? What's your Jim Carrey movie?
I love The Mask. And then Ace Ventura would probably be my second.
I rewatched
one.
The Mask. What are we doing?
I haven't rewatched it, so maybe it didn't age
re-watch
well.
Rewatch it.
Oh, okay. That's unfortunate.
I'm sure it's good. Yeah. I was never a big mask head, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It didn't hold up, though. Yeah. But yeah.
I was like Yes Man. Like that was.
Oh brother, what?
Really? You never.
What's next? Me, Myself, and Irene.
I mean, no.
Yes Man.
I never even saw that. That was like really.
Was that with Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah, but this was like. You
when
know,
she was
prime Zooey
Tweed, yeah, Tweed.
No, it was great. Bradley Cooper was in it for
wow,
some reason.
I never saw that one.
You should see
that's
it.
When I got
you
out of seeing I've Jim Carrey it, yeah. movies. It was like, you know.
Yeah.
Yes then, Man and Popper's Penguins and Run Jack Jill. Run.
I mean, Liar Liar would probably
Liar, be. Liar Liar was great, but he's overacting. So now when I watch it, I'm like, God, this guy is going way too hard. But when I was a kid, I loved it.
What I love about Liar Liar, and I'm grateful to TikTok for this day, to this day for this, is I had no idea. As many times as I'd seen it since the 90s, I had no idea Fire Marshal Bill appears in Liar Liar.
Yes, is the in the ambulance scene?
Yeah, yeah. And he's just in the background.
Yeah, on the stretcher. That's funny.
Yeah,
I didn't either until TikTok.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So good. But
it was a whole Easter egg we all missed.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura's are solid. Truman Show's solid.
Truman Show's really good. New fucking A Man on the Moon.
Yeah, but then knowing that he was like weirdly method takes me out of it.
Really?
Did you see the documentary?
Oh, yeah.
It's brutal.
I think I'm just such a huge hardcore Andy Kaufman nerd that I kind of like that.
Yeah, like that he was...
Like even the new SNL movie, the fact that the same guy who's playing Andy Kaufman is also playing Jim Henson.
Oh,
I think that's like such
that's
an Andy
fun.
Kaufman kind of
that
thing.
That is very Andy Kaufman. That's cool. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. I really want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it's really good.
I'll let you know if I like it, and then apparently you'll hate it. So.
Okay.
That's apparently what's going on right now.
I've never ever, can I just say, never once, and nobody has been like, who's your favorite, what's your favorite Jim Carrey movie? And somebody said, Yes Man. I'm sorry, that's just a batshit crazy answer. That's crazy.
That's fair.
But I get it. You know, we all have our
it's no fun
Bruce,
with Dick
Bruce
and Jane,
Almighty.
But it's,
yeah, I mean
Bruce
it's
Almighty's
than that.
Good.
Bruce Almighty's really good.
What about Evan Almighty? Did you see that?
No. I like Steve Carell, though. I like him a lot.
I love Steve Carell. And especially back then. Steve Carell's another one. I have a hard time trusting Steve Carell after Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It's a great movie up until the end. And for me, the end just... It just ruined me for a while.
Yeah.
Like mentally. I
it's
was
sad?
Fucked.
Yeah.
But you know the ending.
You know the ending.
You know what's coming.
It's not even a spoiler alert. Yeah. But you're still hoping that, oh... Okay, now these two got together. I bet they're wrong. I bet the world's still going to be just fine.
Oh, the world ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert if you're 15 right. years behind.
Yeah.
But
I do like, I like Steve Carell. Like,
is there any comedic actor who you just, because I have one in mind that I just can't get into any of their movies. Like, maybe it's them that turns me off. Like, for me, it's Will Ferrell.
Ooh, I kind of need to say that.
I can't get into Will Ferrell. I like Will Ferrell. I like him in SNL. I can't get into Will Ferrell movies, dude. They're so obnoxious.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because there's been a couple, but it was like definitely when he was coming up. So like he didn't have the control over it.
Yeah.
Once he got the control over it.
Old School was fine.
I liked Elf too. Elf.
I liked Wedding Crashers. Like
Wedding
his role
Crashers
Wedding
is
Crashers
good.
Was funny, but that's not a movie based like on him, right?
Yeah.
He just has a role.
It's when we get into like Anchorman, Elf territory, Talladega Nights.
Yeah, I couldn't get into television.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know why I did like Anchorman. And I say I don't know why because it's not necessarily what I would normally go for. You know, it's no Yes Man.
Yeah.
But
that's the name of the episode. Yeah. Is there an actor like that? Or even not even a comedic actor, just an actor where you're just like, God, I don't like anything you're in or I don't like what you make? Mark Wahlberg or like...
No, I like Mark Wahlberg. I'm sure that there is.
Do you stay away from?
They're probably black.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what it is about Eddie Murphy, but I just stay away.
Did you ever see, I just saw this, or just re-saw this a while ago, but Bowfinger?
No, what's that?
Oh my God, that's such
a great movie.
The porn?
So no, well, sort of. No, it was written by Steve Martin. It's a Steve Martin movie. Yeah, Eddie Murphy's in it. Basically,
oh, look at this. We got a producer. I remember this movie.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
It's so good.
This is 90s, right?
Yep.
99, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, this is like we're having your own young Jamie here. I love it.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's
this is great.
It's the best. It was
put up Blue Waffle.
Blue Waffle?
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm scared.
Blue Waffle?
Oh, wait, did you say Blue Waffle? Oh, Blue Waffle. Never mind. I don't know.
Come on, man. No. No.
It's a movie?
No, it's not a movie. Oh, well, okay. It could be if you put it, you know, in a flash. It was just a meme of a bad looking, I don't know, vagina.
Yeah, I don't know, vagina.
It was like from Two Girls, One Cup era. You can't find the photo anymore. All right, forget it. I thought it'd be fun to see it would be mangled great. Vagina.
I thought Blue Waffle was like some weird movie that Steve Martin did in like the early 2000s so when he was doing his art house pictures.
And I gotta say, Blue Waffle's movie would be better than Yes Man. I gotta say it.
But you've never seen Yes Man. It's like a very...
I know. I'll watch it.
Very narrow-minded. Yeah. Watch it tonight before the show.
We should have a movie night when we do Phoenix. We'll absolutely watch Yes Man.
Let's do it. Yes Man and Blue Waffle.
Are you a big partier?
I'm not.
Yeah. I love that about you already.
Yeah.
Great.
You
prefer pizza, movie...
That's fat shaming. But when I... maybe a couple donuts. Ooh, can we get donuts?
We can get donuts. We can get beignets.
When I go... I was just in New Orleans not long ago.
Your eyes just twinkled.
Yeah. I mentioned it in the car. I'm a cigar guy. And
yeah, like, is that a...
When
you don't inhale, right?
No.
It would make you sick?
It would kill me. I I was at a cigar lounge a couple weeks ago, and I don't know what happened, but I took a puff, and then for some reason I just drooled randomly. So I didn't want anybody to see that. So automatically, and then I swallowed all the smoke. And then I'm like, if someone did see that, they'd lock me up because I'm just like drooling and then coughing and losing
just
my mind.
Vomit.
And just, yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah, that's rough. I never got into cigars.
It's just fun on the road when you can find like a good cigar lounge because they're the chillest place. I've gone there the night before shows or the night of shows. Yeah. And I've drawn audiences because you just go there and you just talk to random
people. What are
people
talking about in there?
Anything. There's like sometimes it's politics.
Is it a woman friendly space?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
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 I can roll up there.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, little boy. Are you old enough to be in here?
Yes, man.
Yeah.
Totally do it.
No. Yeah, okay. They talk about it. It's not locker room talk where you're just sitting around like, I saw this. The other day.
No.
Gaping hole. All right.
Fucking Blue Waffle.
Yeah. All right, good.
Yeah. No, it's
chill.
Yeah, it's very chill. It's just a cool place to hang. And then like a lot of time, it's almost kind of like a green room, but less funny.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of like interesting conversations that are going on that just made up out of nowhere. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
A fun time.
I can get into that.
It's a fun time. You came from Florida. You're a product of Florida.
I'm from New York.
Okay.
So I don't claim Florida is like I'm a Floridian true blue.
Well, we're going to say you're from Florida.
God damn it. I was there for like 15 years, so that's fair.
Do you live in LA now?
No, I live in Louisville, Kentucky.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you ever do the Louisville Comedy Club?
I just went there because we just moved there in August.
Okay.
So I just went there. It's a great club. I'm excited to go back there.
I love the...
I'll probably set up a one-nighter or a weekend there.
The BART clubs. Have you ever done like Tacoma?
I haven't. I haven't done any of those.
Tacoma was my home club when I first started.
I haven't been to any of those.
Yeah.
You a Washington guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your take on... do you know I'm doing Tacoma, Nate Jackson's funny comedy club.
Yeah, great club.
Great club, long name.
Very, very long name.
But yeah, is it fun?
Yeah, it's rare, I think, that when something's called super funny or whatever,
But Nate Jackson is.
Nate Jackson is super funny. So yeah.
I'm excited to do
it. It works.
And what's your take on Spokane?
Spokane's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, Spokane, especially for the comedy crowd in Spokane. Yeah. Are you doing the Spokane Comedy Club or?
I don't know. I think I haven't gotten confirmed yet. Something out there. I don't know what.
Eastern Washington is very. You're on your way out. Like if you drove from Western Washington to Eastern Washington, mm-hmm. throughout the time you're going to start seeing the political billboards get very different.
Yeah.
But that a lot of times lends to like a really fun crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, yeah, Spokane is amazing.
I kind of prefer a blue collar conservative crowd.
Yeah.
Because they'll go there with any joke.
Yeah. I think Chad Daniels, my favorite line, I did a weekend with him in Tacoma and he mentioned, he's like, you know, I'm more of a liberal guy. He goes, but I love conservative audiences because unlike you guys, a conservative audience will laugh at a joke without even checking to see if it's okay if they
do.
And that's 100%.
Yes, that's what you want in a comedy club.
Absolutely.
And I they like to have fun. I roasted the fuck out of a guy. A guy was wearing a Black Rifle Coffee shirt last night in Salt Lake City. could tell he was conservative. Roasted the fuck out of him throughout the whole show, and he was great.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just yeah, they can, they don't get offended.
No,
because they're just they're offensive. So it's like right. You know, they're offensive. They don't know what offensive is. Right. They're just always there's outly. You know. So
yeah.
I like them better as audience members.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Then other people looking around being like, oh, God.
I did a joke, and the punchline was Puerto Ricans. Mm-hmm. And I did that in Seattle, and I'll never forget, like, the audience went, it was a big laugh, followed by, like, at least 75 people going, ah!
Yeah.
And, like they stopped themselves. They're like, oh, we can't laugh at that.
My favorite Seattle moment was when I was at Hereafter. I've only performed at Hereafter.
Okay.
It's fine. I said, I have a joke about a homeless guy. And right after I said the word homeless, a woman in the audience just went, it's on house. And I was like, they don't give a fuck what you call them, Mary. That's no, for you. Yeah,
that's exactly.
That's just to make you feel good.
Exactly.
Stop.
Yeah.
You are the problem.
That's what I think there's...
That's so Seattle in a nutshell.
I was going to say, that's Seattle. That's why I love being in Tacoma. Tacoma's so interesting because it's in between Seattle and Portland.
Mm.
And I didn't do a lot of performing in Portland. I might be wrong about Portland. I know the overall feeling of people in Portland
yeah.
would lead me to think that they're not a great comedy audience. But I know a lot of comics go through there all the time.
I like to roast them and they enjoyed it.
Okay. So there might... But Seattle's
But they are uptight.
Yeah.
They okay, are like Portland Seattle. Is uptight.
Okay.
They can be. You just yeah. got to crack them and make fun of them and call them the problem.
I don't know what happened in Tacoma, but very cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited to get out there.
It's fun. I think it's fun because... They're loose enough to where they'll laugh at jokes.
Yeah.
But they're also kind of like they're in that area
mm-hmm.
to where they'll still be a little shocked by it.
Yeah.
But it'll be like a shock laugh, which is what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Is there any cities you hated? Absolutely.
I've never had... Oh, where?
Is there any place that was just like... Maybe not even the comedy crowd, but just like the city. You know, when you go into a city and you go, this is not my vibe.
Yeah.
This is
oh,
just
yeah.
not my vibe.
There's definitely, you know.
There's cities you hate to go to.
Yeah, but I draw well there, so I don't want to say.
Oh, then don't say it. Yeah, don't say anything you draw well in. Yeah, don't say anything. That America is beautiful. There are no problems with it.
What about you? What's
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Really? I can see that.
I fucking hate Little Rock, Arkansas.
Really?
God damn it. Specifically the Loony Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas.
I was going to ask what the club was.
The Tulsa Loony Bin is fantastic. I talk shit about...
Tulsa Loony Bin is fun.
Tulsa Loony Bin's great. Shout out to Mason Thatcher. He's one of the co-owners. He's great. Little Rock, Loony Bin, it should be bulldozed over and a fucking... An abortion clinic should be put up in its place. Anything. Anything more productive.
What happened?
I hate it. It's just a shitty club. The
yeah.
people who run the club are major alcoholics. That the only reason they look forward to the weekends is getting drunk after every show with the comic.
Yeah.
I got in Thursday and the guy picked me up. Wayne, he sucks. One of the owners. I don't care. I never want to go back there. The first thing he said was, Sonny, you drink? And I was like, no, I'm sober. And I just saw all the life drain out of his eyes because he realized this whole weekend was going to be fucking work. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was just going
to
be...
He wasn't going to be able to just
and it's
drink
just a
his
poor,
way through.
Yeah, and yeah. it's a poorly run show. There's no green room. You're sitting in the back of the room the whole weekend having to listen to every... You know, I don't mind listening to comic sets once, but
sure.
five times. I've
yeah,
been
exactly.
Little Rock, Arkansas's host five times.
Yeah.
yeah. There's no audience control, so people are heckling, people are talking, you know, I mean, really badly talking.
Yeah.
You know, they have three brain cells, these people.
Right.
And there's no, like, going up and being like, hey, you got to keep it down or we got to remove you. It's just very much like free-for-all. Yeah, these are our people. Where's you get fucked up? It's just, it sucks.
Can you survive Little Rock?
Yeah, and then yeah. they take that pride.
Yeah, that's...
They pride themselves on being like... You still saw the comic last week. They were having a rough time.
Oh,
like, that's
I,
not
yeah,
how
that's
you
the,
run
that's not
a business.
It, no, no.
I proudly hate that place.
By the way, don't forget February 3rd through the 5th, I'll be in Little Rock.
Are you? Don't go there. It's not worth it. Yeah, it's just I proudly shit on that place.
Yeah.
I hope to never be invited back.
Home of the Clintons.
Yeah, that's, that yeah. too. And Arkansas's fine. Whatever. It's
yeah.
not the city and state. It's just that club makes yeah. me want to gouge my eyes out.
I think the weirdest place that I did do comedy was in Fort Scott, Kansas.
Mm.
It was
never even heard of that.
It was a guy, he was some sort of like, he had something to do with the city. And he saw me on TikTok, and he asked me if I'd come down because he was trying to bring comics through. And he's like, we have this one venue. He's like, you know, we'd love to have you. Good money. He was like, fly into Kansas City. I'll pick you up, bring you in. The building was like a war memorial. So it was like a 5,000 seater.
And like
200 people.
God.
Fort Scott, Kansas, I talk about my grandma a lot.
Yeah.
And I talk about how she's probably definitely the most progressive, a white woman who was born in 1919 in Minnesota could possibly be.
Yeah.
Meaning, she definitely, her heart was always in the right place. She didn't always say the right words.
Right.
But she was from, you know, 1919.
Yeah, it's a different time. Holy shit.
I was talking to a guy in Kansas City who literally was like, you know, we used to have a couple of colored people who lived here. I'm like, what year is this now?
Yikes.
Yeah.
Where are their water fountains? Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always those little pockets of America where you're like, oh, yeah, they're still in 1958.
Right, exactly.
They're still in 1958. Proudly. Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did make fun of Bentonville, Arkansas loudly on TikTok because it's just an absurd city as well. It's a company town. Walmart went in. You know, it's run by Walmart. It's absurd. And the people on TikTok, it blew up on TikTok. Everybody that lives in that town found that TikTok. And we're all like, if you don't like it, leave. And I'm like, sir.
Do you think I'm already gone.
Here? Yeah, I'm like, I'm here for work. Right. Do you think I came here for vacation in Bentonville, Arkansas? I'm like, you know, but yeah, it's just people have their own little pockets and lives, and then you forget how sad it is.
I always thought it was weird, and even aside from comedy, where people had that kind of pride in their town. I think it's because, like, I grew up in small towns, and I always wanted to get out. And it wasn't that I hated the towns that I grew up in or whatever. I have a lot of great memories in them.
Yeah.
But it just the idea that you're like, I'm from Bentonville, and goddamn, if you don't like it, you can get out or whatever. I'm like,
you're a 50-year-old and you're going to the high school football games. Right. I would want to blow my fucking brains out if that was my life.
Right.
Being like, did you see Corey Scott? He's looking good this year. He's a 14-year-old, Gary. You know? You're a pedophile. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah.
It's just weird small town shit like that. It's hard.
Yeah, yeah. But you know? I mean, then it's like, what else do they have? Like, like I said, the town, that even Oak Harbor, Washington, which is a fairly good-sized town as far as small towns go.
Yeah,
that I grew up in, all they had was the football games. Like,
yeah,
there's really, do you hear that new bar opened up and they have a stage? So
yeah,
they might have a music act.
Yeah, like, I know, and that's all people know, and that's, you know, I don't mean to like judge and shit.
No, but you should judge. That's what I'm saying, because like they judge. They have that small town
where they
pride.
Look at a New York City person and be
right.
Like, oh,
I could. You living in Las
Dirty.
Vegas? What are you doing? And it's like, well, living.
Yeah.
That's what I'm experiencing. I'm going to things. I'm meeting people. I'm talking.
Yeah. When I'm in a city and I look around and it's all white people, I get very like, oh, this is not reality.
Right.
We're not living in reality. And I hate it. I need to see diversity in the place that I'm in, or else I get very like, this is like, get out. It's, you know, it's.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm the opposite,
it.
But yeah.
You're like, I want it to be a Klan meeting at all times. Yeah. And that was Bentonville. Everybody was white.
Yeah.
It's like, where's. Because that's not. It doesn't reflect reality.
Right.
What the world is.
Oh, and again, I hadn't really even thought of this that much. I'd heard, but like, I hadn't really thought about it. We moved to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I remember one time being at the Walmart, and like, I was in an aisle, and all of a sudden, I don't know what it was, but I became hyper aware of the fact that there was only black people on the aisle.
Yeah.
And I started, like, obviously, it's not like they were like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
But I was like, all right, all of a sudden, I'm starting to feel a little out of place.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And then I walked out into the main part of the store, and everywhere I looked was just black people.
Yeah.
This sounds terrible. Don't cut this as a clip.
No, but that's what black people probably have to feel like.
That's what I was saying.
All the fucking time.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
It's
I was
crazy.
Like, this is a weird feeling.
It's
and nobody was
weird.
Being horrible
no,
to me.
Just,
like,
yeah.
There was one guy trying to rob me, but
yeah,
you're gonna beat that
happens.
With a bunch of
it happens. Where's Adam Lucky when you need him? Shout out to Lucky. I know what he'd say.
Well, speaking of like realities and stuff, I kind of had a follow up on one of our pods that I wanted
to
bring
yes, man.
Oh, brother.
So, yeah. Not yes, man. Yeah. So we had one talk about where Todd brought up how they're recording people's dreams, and we thought that was interesting. They actually just made their first connection ever where two people communicated in a dream.
What?
Lucid dreaming.
Yeah. So someone left a note to someone else in a lucid dream. That person then went into a lucid dream and then read the note.
Now, have they heard of schizophrenia? Did they run by that test first before they... That's pretty cool if real.
Yeah. If real, yeah, exactly. So
how do you verify this?
Right, who's doing the... Is this the company that's trying to get funding for their machine?
So they're called like REM Space, and they're scientists, and they're claiming that they have the proof and everything that
it's
they
achieved. It's just the band REM.
Yeah.
But it's their first ever chat and exchanged in dreams. So I am curious too, like, is that something you guys are interested in?
I have lucid dreamt once, and it took a long process to get there. Like, I was very interested in lucid dreaming, so I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. And I learned how you do it and set yourself up. And then once you're in the dream, you have to figure out if you're in the dream. It took forever, and I did it once, and I flew.
But what exactly is lucid dreaming?
It's where you're aware that you're dreaming.
Oh, okay.
So then
okay.
You can manipulate your dream to do whatever you want. So when I was aware that I was dreaming, because what they do is they're like, if you're in a dream and you become conscious, go into try to find a mirror in your dream, and if your face does not look like your face, or if there's something fucked up, then that's a sign to you that you're in a dream. So like, my teeth were fucked up in the dream, and I was like, I'm dreaming right now.
Oh, interesting.
So
okay.
Then I was like, I'm gonna fly, and I just flew for like 2 minutes, and then I woke up.
Man,
so that's all I did, and then I never did it again.
That's
so I think it is fun. It took me forever to get, because you have to like fall asleep but also stay conscious.
Yeah.
But your body has to fall asleep, and your body starts itching to make sure if you're asleep, and then you can't. It takes forever. It's a process. It's not even that fun. I just flew around.
Yeah, that sounds intense for 2 minutes. Yeah.
And so
that's what he tells women, by the
way. Yeah.
It's intense for 2 minutes.
It's intense
then
for 2 minutes.
It dries up real quick.
I'll get a Blue Chew.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. If you want to be as hard as the summer day is long, it's the fall now, so I don't know if that works, but then get yourself a Blue Chew and bring the summer heat, and no longer bring the fall. Anyway, listen, does it work? Don't think you need it? Try it for a free month and see. You're going to love it. Listen, the entire planet, everybody on this planet loves a good hard dick, and Blue Chew can do that for you. Blue Chew can help you out. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code SWEETPOTATOPOD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SWEETPOTATOPOD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Young sweet Derek is dating again, and we are going to get him set up with some Blue Chew and put a smile on his girlfriend's face.
Yeah, so I just don't know how you'd verify this.
Right.
Other than being like, two people slept next to each other, what did the note say?
Right.
And well, then she wakes up and was like, the note said this, and he's like, that's exactly. But then again.
Yeah, then that's right.
That's true. I don't know. It
Why
seems
did
fun.
You call me Gertrude? I don't know. I was trying to throw you off.
Yeah.
And the original thing that we were talking about was it's basically like an MRI machine that can record your dreams so you can watch them back. Would you want to watch your dreams back?
No.
No?
I never dream. I don't dream. My dreams are not interesting when I do dream. I'm just like, yeah, I was in a canoe full of pennies for 2 minutes. It's never a long dream.
Yeah.
I don't remember my dreams. I'm sure I dream. Do you remember yours? Do you have dreams?
Sometimes, yeah.
You have vivid dreams?
Yeah.
I want vivid dreams.
I had some really vivid dreams last night. Actually.
Really?
It was just like it was weird because I was working this dream. I have a rule that I never tell people my dreams because it just gets boring. Yeah,
I know.
I just started fucking every person.
I love my fiance, but when she comes up and goes, so I had this dream. And I'm like, brother, here we go. Pretend I'm interested. Like a fucking episode of True Blood. I pretend I'm interested in. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just the dream where like I was working in a place with everybody I've ever worked like a day job with.
Wow.
Like yeah, it was
that's
really
cool.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't have dreams.
I see that I would want to see back though, because like I'd
that's
be like,
fun. If
yeah.
you had vivid dreams, yeah.
I couldn't do that because I can never read in my dreams. That I always get like notes from somebody and I'll look at it and then it's like.
But then
if
that
I open
could be a
eyes,
sign to you that you're dreaming.
Could be, yeah.
If you
well,
are
yeah,
aware
exactly.
in the dream, if you're like, I can't read this, I must be dreaming.
Yeah.
If you can get your brain to connect those
connect
dots
it.
Then you can go I'm dreaming right now
I'm
and then
dreaming.
You can get whip out your dick and do whatever you want. I don't know what you want to do in lucid dreams. You could do anything.
I mean, that's pretty much it. That's what I do when I'm on the road on the weekend. So
what would you want to do in a lucid dream? Mine was fly, so I did that. I don't know why I chose that.
I want to fly. I think it would really depend. It would differ greatly for me. Like, there's
I couldn't change the setting. So I think you're stuck wherever the setting is.
Oh, that really? Okay. Oh, so that brings up a whole new interesting level to it.
I don't know.
There's times I think that I'd want to just go find someone and beat the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Just play GTA and
yeah, game. Exactly. Yeah. I would never want to hook up with someone because I'm loyal to my wife 100%.
Hell yeah. Even in your lucid dreams?
Even in my every dream.
Hell yeah. Wifey?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just not. I was into it for a second, and now I don't even have. I mean, I'm sure I have dreams. I just don't remember them.
Sure, so. Sure. That's not bad. That's no, that I don't is care. At least restful.
I just go. I die for every night, and then I wake up in the morning. So yeah. It feels like. R.I.P. Liam Payne.
I know that's yeah. That was wild too.
Yeah.
I should not have. We had two totally different reactions when you said that.
Wouldn't it be so funny if you're like, if I lucid dreamt, I'd probably just put on Yes Man.
That would be. Look at how much fun he's having in this movie.
Is the concept he just says yes to everything? Because now my brain is just going into like, what if he gets asked to join the Klan?
Basically, yeah. I mean, it's a lot. It does go into that. It's a lot of that. Yeah.
All right. So it's not all like I'm aspirational.
No. It's very like he has. There's an old lady that lives downstairs who's a little horned up for him, and
all right. So it's funny.
It is funny. It's definitely funny.
It's got to be if you like it.
Yeah.
So okay.
Wasn't it that he like was like kind of like he was
a negative.
He can't not. Yeah. And then he has to say where he started saying yes to everything, so he has to do everything he keeps saying yes to.
So then he meets this girl, Zoe Deschanel. They hook up. And then she finds out that he had to say yes to everything.
So she's like, this is
a little weird. Yeah. This is, yeah.
Now, is it a condition like Bruce Almighty where he has no control over it? Or is he just going, I'm just going to say yes to everything?
He's just
going to
say yes over it. So like, well, in the beginning, I believe.
I mean, I could look it up, but I think he's
so it's not like
to.
He's forced no, to like liar, liar where he couldn't.
No, I think
lie.
That's the thing. I think that he feels like he's forced to. And so then later when he goes back to the person who put him under the spell, they're like, you can do whatever you've
spell.
Always said free
yeah,
will.
Yeah, okay. All right. That so it's a fake thing. Little spell thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good. Oh, and then he saves this guy who's trying
so
to
so it's a self-help seminar. And then I think it's like because he gets like hypnotized or whatever.
Okay.
So now he kind of has to say yes. And so he unleashes the power of saying yes.
That makes more sense than him just being like, I'm saying yes to everything consciously. Because it's like nobody would do that.
Well, and it's just, it's a fun, upbeat movie. It's just... Man, when you're depressed and you're thinking to yourself, I should be farther along in
I
my
should
career.
Be Liam Payne. I wish I was Liam Payne right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys want to play this quick game I have?
Hell yeah, brother. Yeah.
Cool. Let's bring on the
yes,
game.
Man.
So so this game kind of falls in. It's called Fake or Real Headline. So the idea is that it can be information or a headline, and you have to determine if it's real or fake.
Okay.
This is easy.
Yeah. So
let's do this.
And we can find out how you guys do. I think it's five or six questions.
Cool.
So first one, orangutans use slang just like humans.
Orangutans use slang. Sounds like Eminem.
You know what? It's a good thing that you come up with rhymes like that because there's not going to be a lot of rappers left. You know? So like that might, you might.
After Diddy?
Yeah.
I'm going down.
I like how you had to, wait, real quick, before I make sure that I'm signing off on something horrible, you're talking after
you're
Diddy.
You're talking about Diddler. I'm going to say real.
I actually think real, too. I actually do think
they're just like us.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's find out.
All right.
Boom, it is real.
They're just saying the N-word that's every one. Day. What's up?
All right, next one. Polar bears scream when they poo.
I do, too.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Real.
They're just like us. Real.
Real, just like
okay,
us.
Okay, you're going to go with real.
That's fake.
That is fake. Yeah.
Oh, you already know. This
oh, you already know.
Already
the
knows.
I do the answer, so that's why I'm putting it so like green.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I thought he was just being like, no, fuck you guys.
I got a good poker face. So
yeah.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg told people in China to stop using chopsticks to save trees.
Please, God, be fake. I can't keep defending this.
She kind of just like
now,
us.
She's
though.
Is she autistic enough to say this?
Man.
You must stop using chopsticks.
Someone's like, Chow Mein, how dare you?
I'm going to say fake.
You're going to say fake? Okay, I'll go fake too.
All right, I'm going to click what you guys choose on this one. Yep.
Yay.
Ah,
she had some sense in her.
All right.
What does that sign say, by the way, that she has there?
Let me see.
We must queef.
I don't know. Climate. I think it's change for climate. Climate change. That's or something.
What is she
language.
Like? 30 now?
Yeah.
Drop the act, lady.
Raccoons break into California bank.
That's got to be real.
Yeah.
They got the hands.
Well, they
Todd.
Got the masks. They already have. I mean, they're just like naturally.
Oh, this is going to be fake then because they're always told they look like robbers.
Boom. Real.
Real. Okay.
Woo. Hell yeah.
All right. California theme park banned screaming because of COVID-19.
California
I mean,
would.
That could. Yeah, that could definitely. That I. Oh,
I'm going to say fake, though, because Gavin Newsom's probably too drunk to do this.
I'm going to say fake because they probably wouldn't open up a theme park when they're worried about
there's
COVID.
No way they could do that.
It is fake.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And then last
Joe
one
Joe Rogan
here
would
for
see
you.
That and be like, check this out. Did you see what California did?
All right. Last one here. Artist sells.
Would he not?
Yeah.
He would, yeah. Artist sells invisible sculpture for more than 12,000 euros.
I hope this is real. I truly hope this is real. Please
it's so
be real.
Real. We're living in this time.
It is no! real.
Good news here is I'm an artist now.
Yeah.
I'm going to make
Isn't
so
that
much
insane?
Money.
Yeah. Someone actually bought an invisible fake.
Wow.
This seems unbelievable, but it's true. Remember to always check who else is reporting a story. Who else?
Okay. I can pull up the real story if you want to real quick.
The story was reported by several sources, including The Independent, The New York Post.
I hope Stevie Wonder bought it. You know, I hope it's something that he wouldn't need to see.
Let's see.
Italian artist sells invisible sculpture. What a fucking...
The sculpture...
It's the mind of the creator.
Oh, that's brilliant. No work on that. For $12,000, just close your eyes and imagine what it is.
So it's about $18,000 USD, so...
I'm going to start...
What am
I'm
I
gonna
doing wrong?
I'm going to sell tickets to my next show by being like, look, I won't be there, and you won't hear any jokes, but just know that in your
close
mind...
Close your eyes and listen to Matt Rife.
What's actually funny, too, is he says it has to be kept in an area that's 5 feet long and 5 feet wide.
Right, when they're moving it out of the museum. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, corners.
They hire a couple of, like, park mimes.
Yeah. Through. That's amazing. This is what the world has come to. We deserve everything awful.
Yeah.
Banksy's like, God damn it, you know? That's crazy.
However, the 67-year-old has defended himself by claiming the sculpture is more like a vacuum. Yeah, because it sucks.
Yeah. Hey. Is nothing more than a space full of energy. Okay, brother.
Yeah.
I hate art. I hate art. It's a fucking chalk outlining. Here it is. That's amazing. Ooh. You know, that guy could sell anything then.
Yeah.
That guy
should
go and, you know, that's a salesman.
Yep.
That's amazing.
What country was it? It was in England?
It was in Italian.
It's Italian, but let me see. I don't know if it clarifies where it was sold.
Please be Poland. It just brings back
the sculpture is called I Am Rich.
Let's see.
In Buddha?
No, so it's in Italy. So you sold it in Italy. It looks
I thought it was Milano. Buddha, India.
Yeah. No.
I'm an idiot.
It is made of air and spirit. That's my favorite kind of materials. Build a home on air and spirit.
Do you think he just wakes up every day going like, I can't believe it fucking
works?
I know,
works. Just do that again.
Jesus.
Yeah, I guess this is his permanent, it's its permanent home now.
Oh, good. Says, so. I'm glad it fits. Jesus Christ.
But, yeah, that was the game, real or fake. You guys did good. I think you only got one wrong.
We did.
So, yeah.
We did really well.
I play real or fake with my wife sometimes.
Yeah.
She plays
the orgasm.
Me.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's time to go off the Todd rope.
All right. What does that mean? Hand job? Haven't done that in ages.
So that's what this ring is for. Are you a big pro wrestling fan?
I just saw a live wrestling match at this comedy festival. Sam Talent put on a live wrestling match.
Oh, really?
And it was very, very, very entertaining.
Nice.
So I could see, watching it live, I'm not going to watch it on TV, but live.
It's so weird. Wrestling's one of those things. Wrestling's a thing where I started watching it in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
was obsessed with it to the point where I became a pro wrestler. I was a wrestler for a long time.
What?
Yeah. I can't even handle watching. I tried watching.
I can't wait to ask you so many questions.
I'm here for it.
Because I don't get... I saw Iron Claw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't... We talked about that. I don't understand... I guess I just don't understand how... Do they know beforehand? Because I understand the athleticism of it all, but I just don't understand how they...
Sure.
Do it all. Well, like do they know what's going to happen?
When I wrestled, if I won, it was real. And if I lost, no.
No, I know it's... I'm not trying to be like, it's fake. But I'm just saying, like, storyline-wise, do they know going into the ring how this turns out?
Yes. No, it's interesting.
And then they just dance and kind of figure it out?
No. See, that's the way it used to be. And that's the way I preferred. That's what I liked.
Like, improv-ing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. There were times where... wrestling promotions would have locker rooms literally across the arena. The wrestlers couldn't talk to each other before getting in the ring.
But they just knew, okay, this one goes to this guy.
You're going over, and then that's all
we know.
But
you just know somebody's going to win. Who decides?
The guy running the show. Wow. Or girl.
Please. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, but nowadays it's totally different. And even through my time in wrestling, it was like you'd walk into a dressing room and it was just like two people like pantomiming walking through like everything that they
really
planned out.
So it's more scripted now.
Yeah,
scripted.
And this is where like it's almost the same thing as what I like about comedy. Like I like going on stage riffing with my set, knowing what I'm doing, but I also want to riff. I want to play with the crowd. A lot of wrestlers hated that. Like if you would, like I once got yelled at because I started like doing crowd work basically in a match, and then they were like, "You weren't supposed to get heat then," and it's like, so yeah, that's
interesting.
But really, this has nothing to do with wrestling.
I just wanted to know because that they didn't ever clarify that in Iron Claw, and I love that movie. It was so well done. But I was just like,
can I tell you a secret about that movie? We have talked about this on the pod, but. There was another brother that they never mentioned in the movie.
The baby brother?
No. The baby brother they mentioned, right? Because they showed that he died. There was a younger brother who got into wrestling. His name was Chris. Yeah. And...
Okay. Why didn't they talk about
it? No, if he had been gay, Fritz wouldn't have let him live.
Yeah. yeah, true.
No, they didn't talk about him because he also committed suicide. But apparently, what the director said was his suicide... was so similar to Carrie's suicide.
They needed one.
They. I mean, that was it. They were like, well, we can't. You know,
we can't do two.
How many deaths can you have in this movie?
True story, though.
Exactly. How many deaths can you have in this
life.
Family?
Yeah, in this light, in real life. Interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I felt so bad too, posthumously, for Chris Von Erich, because Chris was a guy who, like, apparently of all the sons, he loved wrestling the most. Yeah. He couldn't. He was never going to be a star.
Which
he was
one
like
was
5 foot two. He was the one that wasn't in the movie.
Oh, wow.
So he was like 5'2" or whatever. He could never make it in wrestling. And then they didn't even put him in the movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. R.I.P. So that movie's even sadder. I'd watch Yes Man.
I was sad just for Zac Efron's face. Just watching it, I was crying. All right. What is this?
So these are just spitfire questions. I'm just going to shoot them out and you catch them and do whatever you want with them.
Cool.
So here we go. First one. If we were forced to elect a celebrity to be president, who would you pick?
Gypsy Rose. Next question.
Perfect. This one is, if you could travel back in time, what period would you go to? Your first period?
Yeah. That was a bloody one. I would go back to 1980s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go any further. I'm a woman. What are we doing? 90s? I would even go 90s.
You'll go to 2023.
I want to go back last year. Yeah.
If you had to live in a movie world, which movie would it be?
Oh, boy. Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, interesting.
I just want to hang out with Sarah Goldfarb while she's tweaking.
Why are these always upside down? Can you put them in there so they're not upside down?
I'll work
on
it.
Dude, come on.
If you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life, which would it be?
I Want You to Love Me by Fiona Apple.
Yeah?
Oh, fuck yeah. It's a big pump up song for me.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah. Start your day off with that song. You'd be good.
Are you going to be Dave Chappelle-ing it in the green room? Just have that playing?
Yeah.
What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done in your life?
Queefed.
Same.
A duck quack, if you will. You ever queef?
You just real quick. I don't know. This is, you know I'm a man, right?
I
just
sometimes.
Sometimes this question. Okay. If you woke up to be the last person alive on Earth, what would you do first? Queef? Same answer.
I would put on Requiem for a Dream in my 1980s couch and let out a big old queef. No, last person on Earth? Dude, I don't know. I would just jump off a building.
Yeah.
I'm not surviving.
You're not even
going
to,
what am
like,
I going to do? Is there internet? Nobody's on internet,
not.
Though.
Well, you'd still have...
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want MySpace.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would probably just run into a tree or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would you...
Pull a Liam Payne.
Would you drive into the tree or just run into the...
I would just run into it. There's no car, right?
I don't know if that would do anything.
Yeah. I'll get it to go. I'm small. I could just run head first into like a balsa wood tree.
I used to do that. This is so stupid. I don't think I've ever told anybody this.
Yes.
I used to run down this hill into a building. And I don't mean like into the building, but like... into the wall.
Why?
Because I wanted to see what would happen.
What happened?
I bounced off. And here's the thing. I was in school.
How far did you bounce back?
Past the sidewalk. Because it was like this little hill and then like a little bit of gravel and then the sidewalk and then the building. And I landed in the
gravel. Yeah, but how
gravel.
Did you do it? Would you just do this?
I think I just went like this. Like blocked my head. It didn't hurt. I thought that I was going to get a big reaction from the kids, and yeah. It was just more of a... Because here's the thing,
can
also...
Can you imagine you falling, and then you have to get up and
yeah.
just look around?
I just look around and be like, all right, well, I was just wondering... Now, the next obvious question is, how old was I?
Yeah.
This was high school. Yeah. This was legitimately high school. So.
How old were you?
16.
Have you tested for autism?
By the way, I have not. But I will tell you this. This is true. I dropped out of high school. A lot of people don't know that. I don't know why anybody would know that. But I dropped out of high school. A lot of people don't know me, believe it or not. When I told my teachers that, my homeroom teacher, her reaction was literally... Well, school's not for everyone. Yeah.
She wasn't even mad about it.
No, she was like,
that's amazing.
I don't think you should be wasting our
time. She was so happy about it.
Absolutely.
She was like, just get out of here.
Yeah.
Go run into buildings where you're meant to do. Go bounce off those buildings, Todd. Todd the bouncing building boy. It's so good, dude. I love it.
You are completely awesome. Do you have what dates coming up?
Oh, God. Check Naples, Florida. And then a bunch of other cities, Pittsburgh, Pottstown, PA. Those are PA dates. I have a bunch. Just go to heathershawcomedy.com to see all live shows. I'm always adding shows. Come out. It's an unhinged show. It'll be great.
I'll let you guys know next week if it was any good.
Yep.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Be honest.
And then you'll come back on the pod and let us know what you think of Yes Man.
Yes, absolutely. I will. I absolutely will.
See, that's the
I'll tell you. I'll tell. Yes, man. I
exactly.
will.
Exactly. You got it right away.
Got it. Cool.
Heather Shaw, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
You're awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you
Stay
so
gay.
Much. Come on, I appreciate it. Like, comment, subscribe.
Later.